ATF Chief Information Officer Richard Holgate says the change could drive quantifiable cost reductions.
In our case, you know, for contractors and task force officers, the way we give them access to the ATF enterprise is we give them a laptop. And so, you know, we're literally paying the cost of a seat for a contractor and a task force officer, both of which, you know, already have hardware and home organization provided hardware and infrastructure. So that's a fairly expensive model for, you know, for the most part, just giving them access to email, which is the predominant use case for most of them. So in that circumstance, what we're looking to do is shift toward essentially a virtual desktop environment where instead of giving them, you know, a piece of hardware, a fairly expensive piece of hardware just to access email or, you know, basic timekeeping or, you know, other simple applications, you know, we'll give them a two-factor authentication token and allow them to get into virtual desktop infrastructure from wherever.
Holgate spoke Thursday at a Federal Computer Week event about mobility in government. He says virtual desktops for TSOs and contractors can help ATF address budget constraints.
Whether it's their home agency, whether it's, you know, the office of the contractor, whatever, you know, giving them a dedicated piece of hardware in that kind of a use case doesn't make a lot of sense. And so that's, you know, an easily saved, you know, roughly $3,000 a year per person just by eliminating that desktop.
Holgate says the concept is just an idea right now. It's one of many his agency is tackling under ATF's mobility strategy.
Clearly, the number one driver for us for mobility is better operational capability for our special agents and for our industry operations investigators that are out there in the field. You know, can we give them better tools to get their job done, better capability to get access to information, to know what we know as an organization, to act on information quickly, to have the ability to get to information in real time, the ability to use all the functionality and capabilities that are now available on commercial mobile devices. So the fundamental driver there is, can we give our agents better tools to get their job done?
Mobility can also help agencies address budget pressure. Smartphones, tablet computers, and laptops make it easier for employees to telework, meaning some agencies can save money on office space. But it also presents data security challenges, even more so when employees and contractors use their own devices on agency networks. Holgate says ATF, along with the rest of government, is moving toward safeguarding data instead of just devices.
Can we move away from trying to actually manage all the things that are going on a device? You know, what's running on the device, what's the configuration on the device, all the other stuff I traditionally worry about on a user device, and can I instead focus more on securing the data as opposed to all the configuration and stuff on the device? And is there a way to do that in such a way that addresses all the security concerns that I may have in the federal space?
The Office of Management and Budget embraced the concept in its May 24th digital government strategy, but experts also say data security depends on how easy IT shops make it for end users. AT&T's Rodney Dilt.
Within the Chief Security Office, we created an architecture, not an offering or a service, but an architecture we call AT&T Mobile Security. And the goal of this service is to say, put a client on the device, okay, on any OS. But that client literally has two buttons on it for the users to do something with, and that's it. But all the work is done in the network, right? Everything from the mobile security for the device resides in the network, so the device does nothing. Now, sure, it has to do some things in the background, right? It has to do some very lightweight, some AV, anti-malware, those kind of things, because there's always use for that in some aspects, right? It can't do everything, but it can do some smart things. But the goal really is to tie the device into the network and allow the network to provide security.
Dilt says AT&T has used the concept internally for years, but it's just recently deployed it for mobile devices.
So the IT staff will have access to very easy and usable portals in order to build the security policies to maintain the mobile devices. And the advantage of putting in the network as well is there's the entire back-end operations and enablement support center that goes along with the network-based solution. So when the IT administrators get to a point of things that they cannot configure themselves through portals, they can just contact their support center within AT&T, and then they'll go in and manage or manipulate the policies as need be.
Dilt and other security experts say the goal is to take the guesswork away from users. In Washington, Ruben Gomez, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.